the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
Hi, I'm Maria Johnston from Friends of Robert Owen House.
I'm Jill Skinner from Friends of Robert Owen House.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
Right. Well, first of all, I have to say Robert Owen House, it's basically a home. It's set in the grounds of Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital and provides accommodation for relatives and carers of loved ones receiving treatment at Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital, which used to be known as Broad Green Hospital. A lot of your listeners may know it as that. It was first established 30 years ago and it was set up by Professor Robert Owen, who recognised the challenges faced by families travelling long distances. Obviously, many of those are from the Isle of Man. The local charity, the Friends of Robert Owen House, was created about 25 years ago by a lady called June Young and her late husband David. June had stayed at Robert Owen House and simply wanted to give back. They recognise basically what a difference the place made to their experience, and the word which keeps coming up is haven. It's a place to share emotions and sharing it with others going through a similar experience. Through those years, the Manx charity has played a vital role in funding and improving accommodation, and that the house is lovely, a home from home. On average, about 35% of people staying at the Robert Owen House are from the Isle of Man, and that's amongst 17 rooms. So about 12 people at any one time are Manx.
Tell us about your team.
We're a very small team of 4 volunteers. We took over the charity 2 years ago and we're all connected to the house, either having stayed there while a loved one was receiving treatment or having learned about it from a relative and known what a difference it made in that period. Between us, we cover ongoing fundraising, awareness and administration of our small charity.
Who is the charity for?
Robert Owen House is available to anyone needing to support a loved one whilst they undergo specialist treatment at the Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital. Finding accommodation can be daunting and expensive, particularly at short notice if treatment is required in an emergency. Robert Owen House, it's a couple of minutes walk from the actual hospital. It's got 30 beds across 17 rooms, 15 of which are en suite. Currently priced at £30 per person per night, so much cheaper than other accommodation available in Liverpool. The rooms are made up of singles, twins and family rooms. There's a communal lounge with TV and dining area, conservatory, fully equipped kitchen with free breakfast and tea coffee facilities. Plus there's a laundry room. Some people can end up staying for several weeks, so it really does feel like home from home. And the catchment for Robert Owen House is Merseyside, Wales and the Isle of Man.
Which other organisations do you work with?
Robert Owen House itself comes under the larger Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital charity. So our fundraising contributes significantly to that wider pot.
What are your main goals?
Our main goals of the Manx charity are twofold. Firstly, to raise awareness of Robert Owen House through local fundraising events, presentations to interested groups and leaflet distribution. Leaflets are available at the hospital, GP practices, and GP surgeries and local pharmacies. If anyone listening knows of anywhere that would benefit from leaflets, then please get in touch with me on 464 785. Our second main goal is to fundraise. We have an annual fundraising target of £25,000. This figure is in no way conditional, but considered both achievable and a significant contribution to the wider Robert Owen House budget to cover ongoing running costs. Robert Owen House is in the process of raising funds to refurbish all 15 of the ensuite bathrooms. Funds raised to date by both Friends of Robert Owen House and the Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital charity amount to approximately £70,000, leaving approximately £32,000 to £37,000 still to raise.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
Well, we will look to continue our local fundraising events to support Robert Owen House. As an island, our need for specialist hospitals is ongoing, and so Manx residents will continue to need Robert Owen House for the warmth and comfort it provides. Our efforts will continue to support that.
How is the charity funded?
We fundraise in quite a small way, but it's local fundraising events such as coffee mornings, sponsored events, one-off donations and bequests that people will often leave us, either in a will or possibly for a birthday or wedding anniversary, something similar to that.
How can people support you?
So, donations are always welcome, but anyone can help by running their own charity event. Kids could get involved with a school cake sale or sponsored bike ride. Are you someone who is thinking about the parish walk and might consider raising funds that way? Could you run a coffee morning? Are you taking on a one-off challenge? Three Peaks maybe, triathlon, Ironman, or perhaps an afternoon tea event? What about running a charity quiz for your friends? Do you work for an organisation that regularly raises money for local charities? And if so, Friends of Robert Owen House could be your chosen charity. The generosity of the island's residents is amazing, and we realise that there are so many charities from which to choose, and any donations made are very gratefully received. But most importantly, tell your friends and family about us and give us a like on Facebook. Our page is Friends of Robert Owen House, and the more followers we can get, the better. Thank you.
Where can people find out more?
Yeah, please take a look at our Facebook page, Friends of Robert Owen House, or contact Maria on 464785 or email frohfundraising@manx.net.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.